So can you introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Mia McLaughlin. Basically, I'm a military brat, so I've kind of lived everywhere, so it's harder to say exactly where I'm from. But I moved here from Seattle, which is where I spent the majority of my time. My boyfriend's actually getting his master's through Syracuse, and they did their last semester here, an internship at the Pentagon. So that's what brought me to Silver Spring.
Cool. That's my follow-up question, what brought you to Silver Spring. So with that being said, what can you tell me a little bit what you do?
Yeah, so I'm a cosplayer. Basically, I design my own costumes based off of the inspirations come from either comic books, movies, video games, anime. Basically, I create my costumes and I go to various conventions dressed as the characters. I also do a lot of charity work as characters as well. So that's really what I do in kind of a broad nutshell.
Nice. So how long have you been in Silver Spring then?
I've been here about 6 or 7 months now.
Okay.
Yeah. So fairly new.
Yeah. How has that worked out for you?
I like it here. I love the community. Like, I love that there's always something going on downtown. That was my favorite thing during the summer was every weekend there was something going on. One weekend there was a jazz festival. The next it was a African cultural, you know, festival. I mean, that's what I love about it is that there's like a lot of culture here, which I was kind of worried about when I first moved to D.C. was it was just going to be very kind of like that stern kind of atmosphere just because of the politics of D.C. But I love that there's a lot of culture here and it's fun.
Nice. What is there anything about Silver Spring that you dislike or even hate?
I haven't really found anything. No, honestly. Like, I wish the mall was a little bit more filled in. We were saying we kind of wish, Westfield that does, like, the different series of malls and whatnot would actually kind of take over in there and really put a lot more stores in there and just kind of liven it up.
Sure.
Is that something that they're actually looking at for the city?
Not necessarily Westfield, but they are looking at redoing the facade and having a new developer bring in a different variety of stores.
Mm-hmm.
They've been, like, attempting to use this building as a catalyst for development in the area,
mm-hmm.
and it has not gone well.
Yeah.
We're looking at, like, almost 20 years of this building being there and never housing anything really cool, so.
Like, I love how there's an ice skating rink downtown, you know? It's that kind of little touches I wasn't really expecting, but, you know, getting down here and living here, I'm really happy about.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I guess that you kind of alluded to this before, but is there anything that would make Silver Spring better? You talked about the mall a little bit. Anything else that you can think of?
I think just bringing in, you know, some more businesses, filling it in. I think this Silver Spring's got a lot of potential to be, you know, a major city, kind of like an iconic city, like Alexandria, and, you know, people kind of heard of those. I think it's got, you know, that kind of potential in it. It's just bringing in more people and businesses and kind of expanding. I think it's got a great sense of community already, so anything you add to it would just bring more of that in, I think.
Sure. How about when you're going out in Silver Spring, where would somebody typically find you?
Generally, it would probably be in this little shopping area. Just because I get a lot of supplies down here. And then also down, you know, I've gone to Alliance a couple times down the street. And so those are the two places that you'd find me, either around here or, you know. I travel a lot, so it's kind of hard for me to be found anywhere other than grocery stores in between trips.
Sure. Do you know of any hidden gems in Silver Spring in terms of, like, something that you know about that you feel like maybe doesn't get a lot of traffic or people may not know about or...
Well, normally I would say Sushi Gin because they're right down the street and I think they're new. But they're closed right now. But that's my favorite place to get sushi right now. I love that place.
Okay. Is there anything else about Silver Spring that stands out to you that you want to say about it?
I love the farmer's market. I absolutely love that there's a farmer's market year-round. Mm-hmm. Like, even in Seattle, that was one of the things that I loved about living in Seattle, is we always have farmer's markets. That big push for, like, local farms and organic. But even theirs wasn't year-round, so I love that there's this dedication of these farmers that come out here when it's snowing
sure.
and still setting up their tents. And I actually, that's my favorite part of the weekends, actually, is going to down to the farmer's market every morning.
Yeah, they have a great offering there.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all the formal questions I have, that I typically, I have a template of questions.
Okay.
In terms of your work and Silver Spring,
mm-hmm.
have you considered any way to integrate those two? Or do you see any opportunities here? You mentioned Alliance Comics, and
mm-hmm.
I want to leave this up in an interview, but I know that you don't have a strong opinion for them. but are there certain things that you see potential in terms of making it so... I know that you're brought here based on a situation that may be temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So what would convince you to stay? Or is there anything that's compelling that would be, you know, opportunities for you to do? Or
as a costume designer, you know, having an outlet for being able to buy supplies and whatnot. You know, lots of little hidden beauty stores and wig shops here that make actually what I do a lot easier. Having the ability to like have the metro right there, it's so convenient. Being able to hop on that to get anywhere I need to kind of get to. I feel like Silver Spring has a big artistic kind of feel to it, especially with the Christmas tree. I was like, oh, it's very artsy. And so, you know, I'd love to see more of the arts come out in Silver Spring. I think there's like a big dance thing, right? Because there's a dance store I noticed down there, and then there's a ballet studio. So I'm guessing, is dance kind of big in Silver Spring? Like, I know you got the film over there. Yeah, you just bring the arts out more, you know? I'm trying to think of, you know, suggestions on how you could do it, but... because there's the Fillmore. Is there also, like, a stage theater here?
There is. There's Roundhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Which is located inside the Civic Building.
Okay.
There's the AFI.
Mm-hmm.
Movie theater. And then there's a gallery at Montgomery College.
So maybe doing something almost like a viral media kind of thing to promote Silver Spring arts. If you can get like the theater or dance departments to put together like a flash mob, something, you know, in downtown Silver Spring during kind of like maybe during the weekends where it's a little bit busier, and just really kind of promoting the arts and just showing that artsy random side of Silver Spring, I think would be great.
Sure.
That would be, I think that would be fun, and I think it would be well accepted here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. Kind of a little idea to throw out there.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Silver Spring Inc. is somewhat of a platform for people who want to do that,
mm-hmm.
whether it be you do it and you film it and mm-hmm. you want a place to put that so
mm-hmm.
that people in the area know about it, or a place also where you have an idea and you want to promote it through the website and communicate to everybody that, you know, we're trying to put together a flash mob,
yeah.
and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're very business and arts oriented.
Okay. Yeah, that would be, I mean, a great idea to kind of throw out there, maybe doing, more art gallery openings, or if there's like a gallery space that could be rented out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of these kind of empty businesses. I'm not sure how that works, whether you could, you know, get a pass for a day to kind of set it up as like a, you know, maybe like weekend gallery, and like local artists can get a gallery spot and kind of show off their work for one weekend, something like that, or doing it once a month even. Help promoting local artists as well as, you know, increasing kind of, you know, the business for the spots and everything like that.
Sure, that's a great idea. Interestingly enough, before, I grew up just inside DC from here, so
mm-hmm.
about 2.5 miles, but my main anchor to Silver Spring was Geppi's, which is now Alliance Comics.
Okay.
Called Geppi's. And then there used to be an armory right here, where the parking lot is.
Oh, and wow.
They actually had a comic convention in there.
Oh, wow,
and
really?
I'm a comic nerd, so
yeah.
I'd regularly...
I kind of noticed with the end with yeah. the Twitter.
Yeah, it's interesting that now that it essentially was sucked up into the Baltimore Comic-Con, so it doesn't exist around here anymore, but DC certainly could use some type of thing like that if it were anchored here in Silver Spring.
Now, I know that there's one called Awesome Con
that
started up in DC.
Oh.
I think it's in April. I'm not too sure exactly where it's located, though.
Oh, okay. I did not know about that at all. I'll have to check it out. It's called Awesome Con.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that it has not been used yet.
You would think, right? So that one, I think, it's either the first or second year. I can't remember.
Okay.
But yeah, I think having something like that, doing something that's kind of comic oriented would be interesting here. I think, there's another one. As far as fun and artsy, is the zombie walk. The yearly like zombie walk.
Yeah.
Getting something like that organized here. I mean, even if it's a smaller attendance, I don't think there's one in DC, so there might be able to have that pull from people in DC to come up to Silver Spring.
Yeah.
And do the zombie walk and heck, try and get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
You know, I think if any place could do it, DC would be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting idea. Yeah, I know the guy who has promoted that. I think it's 5 or 6 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
It took 1 year off, but it's very well attended now.
Oh, is there one in D.C.?
No, in Silver Spring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he... did you know that... You're referring to the one that is here in Silver Spring.
Oh, I didn't know there was one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
there
okay.
is. Yeah. It starts at Jackie's.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes down Georgia and ends up, comes here and then goes to the AFI.
Oh.
They usually watch like Return of the Dead or Night of the Living Dead.
Nice. When is that?
Like the week before Halloween usually.
Mm.
So I think, you know, your perspective, being interested in those types of things and being interested in things like a zombie walk and not knowing about it is also a driver for Silver Spring Inc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a place to make sure that people know about things when they're happening. You know, you mentioned the Jazz Fest, the African Fest, the Maker Faire happened this past summer, which had a ton of people down here. But I definitely, like, I had friends who lived in a building right there
mm-hmm.
and had no idea what was going on. And it was like, they were totally the type of people that should be going to a nerdy Maker Faire.
Yeah.
I mean? So.
Well, I'm wondering how you could market more, I guess, towards Silver Spring. Silver Spring, I feel, is more of a quieter community. I don't feel like TV and radio ads really seem. I mean, are they effective here?
I mean, the
I feel
market,
it's more word of mouth and internet.
Yeah.
Than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, and having a cohesive strategy as well is
mm-hmm.
helpful. There are events that happen, and people aren't integrating the different channels, whether it's social media or a web presence or
yeah.
a blog or print. And Silver Spring is also, it's a city, but there's no municipality. There's like no government,
okay.
city government that like directs these things. You know, mm-hmm. it's all managed primarily through the...
It's all independent.
Right.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I'm learning more about Silver Spring. I think that's kind of advantageous, I think. Kind of brings people together,
mm-hmm.
you know, working towards kind of making Silver Spring more inviting, I guess,
mm-hmm.
you know, more of a place to be. But yeah, no, I think definitely having some sort of outlet where you can inform people about what's going on, not only in Silver Spring, but then also bringing in people from D.C. Because I think you've got that opportunity because you're so close to D.C. and just right off the metro
mm-hmm.
as well. So it's a pretty quick, easy metro ride for most people.
So, aside from AwesomeCon, what kind of things do you think could happen in this area that essentially attract your audiences, for instance, and your communities?
Really pushing Free Comic Book Day would be a good one. Mm-hmm. Free Comic Book Day was actually a great opportunity to not only, you know, promote comic books, but also education, reading for kids. I don't know if I think Alliance probably would do like a big giant thing for Free Comic Book Day. Kind of
they
having
have a Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, so probably maybe even like promoting it more, like having the city help promote that would be something. You know, if you did like a gallery kind of thing, a gallery opening, and you had it for comic artists or independent artists, kind of. You could even do a theme night, you know, where it's like, oh, okay, well, this month we'll do comic artists, this month we'll do, you know, pottery.
Sure.
Kind of keeping it rotating and something, I guess, for everyone. I'm trying to think of what other, like, you know, how they have the summer festivals, maybe having one geared towards toys and comics and artists in that kind of form. Kind of having like a geek weekend, kind of like how you'd have your other ones that you have. I'm trying to think, pulling ideas. I know they do a production of Rocky Horror Picture downtown, I think in DC, twice a month. Maybe getting that team up here to do like a performance once every couple months,
yeah,
you know?
That's a great idea.
I would love that.
What kind of events would draw more cosplayers? And is there any kind of community in Silver Spring as is? I think there's one girl named Krista Lee.
Krista Lee, yeah, she's actually, well, she's in College Park now, but she's from here. She's a friend of mine. Yeah, she's one of them. We have some photographers in the D.C. area, some bigger cosplay photographers in this area. So we've got a little bit of a community. I think, you know, bringing out the comics aspect of it, if you had something on, like, costume design or, like, a fabric kind of, anything having to do with sewing or making your own garments, that kind of crafting, I guess, would be a draw for us, as well as a draw for your older female crowd,
mm-hmm.
as well.
Hmm. You know, have you been to the Fenton Street Market that happens here on the Saturdays? And there's like 4 months from like late spring to early fall. And it happens here when the farmer's market's going on. But you'll see all these booths here.
Mm-hmm.
The proprietor is a... It's kind of my partner in Silver Spring Inc. And because they're like craft vendors, they're like a fairly large community of people who are like all about sewing,
mm-hmm.
and what have you. So.
So if you were to do something like that, whether doing it outdoor like, you know, usually do in the summer, or even doing it indoors, but then also advertising it to surrounding areas as, you know, a craft fair, I think you'd get a craft fabric fair or something like that, you know. I think you'd get a lot more people interested in it.
Sure.
You know. Because I think you could bring in businesses like G-Street Fabrics, you know. Get them to come in. Maybe they can set up a fabric booth, something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
I like that there's a lot of stuff in this area. I think there just needs to be more of it, and there could be more distinctive places, you know. It's got such great potential. Like, I don't understand why that shopping center is so empty.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
my sister just moved here from Syracuse. She decided to move to Silver Spring after visiting and wanted to be closer to me.
Cool.
So, yeah, I was showing her around, and both she and I were like, it has so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, was there a movie theater that was in there previously? Okay. That's what he thought.
It was on the top floor,
mm-hmm.
and there used to be like an arcade inside. I spent a lot of quarters in there. But yeah, there was like a Nordstrom Rack.
Oh, that would have been great.
It just, like, it never, it doesn't have the size to anchor the area at the time. You know, it came in around 93, I think, and it just wasn't a draw enough to bring crowds of people out to start shopping. So it wasn't until, like, Discovery came in and this property management company called Peterson Redevelops put this movie theater in here and all these businesses here. These ones on this side, so Whole Foods.
Yeah.
That was like...
No, and this is great. Like, this area is great. It's just... That's what I love. It's like, this area is so great. You come in here and you're like, oh, you got Whole Foods. Cake Love is... It's frozen.
Yeah.
I was kind of sad. And then they said that they weren't frozen. And I was like, no, this is frozen. But Cake Love, I have an addiction to cupcakes. And then you got that great area right there with, you know, the shopping and Starbucks and all that. And then you just go into that shopping center and it's just kind of...
Depressing.
Yeah.
Call what it is.
Yeah, it is a little depressing. But I think it's got the potential. It just... we just need to get someone in there to start putting up some businesses. I think if you were to get, like, 3 or 4 of the right businesses in there, I think the rest would follow. Because I think there's a lot of potential. It's just advertising to the areas around and bringing them in, not just Silver Spring, but the people from outside as well.
No. Have you guys been to Quarry House?
No, what is that?
Do you drink at all?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where Bombay Gaylord is?
Yes.
So if you walk around the corner,
okay,
you'll see these stairs that go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this dive bar that has this unbelievably huge beer selection and whiskey.
Oh, wow.
And they have like the best burger you'll find in all of D.C.
Okay, I'm going to have to go find that place. What's it called again?
Quarry House.
Quarry House,
no
okay.
sign or anything.
Okay. Just go down the stairs past Bombay House. Okay.
Yeah, just go past Bombay Gaylord and make a left on Bonifon.
Okay.
And you'll see the stairs right there.
Okay.
That's really good. I love beers and I love whiskey. And they have like Rockabilly on Saturday nights.
Oh, nice.
And then have you been to Sidebar?
No.
So if you keep going down Georgia, do you know where the Metro crosses Georgia?
Yes.
So right before you get there, on the left side, there's a restaurant called Jackie's.
Okay.
And next to Jackie's is what's called Sidebar, and it's just like a cocktail bar, essentially. And it's like, if you like cocktails, they're like, I mean, stupidly expensive. But
yeah.
They're delicious.
Okay. I can try that out. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So, those are some gems that, they're pretty well known if you've lived here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But... Again, some people, since they're weirdly located and, like, not central necessarily, or...
Yeah, like, I wouldn't know to...
Yeah. You literally have a lot of bands.
Yeah, it's crazy, and, you know, it's not just making these costumes and going out and going to conventions and meeting them, it's... I mean, I'm, like, a social media expert at this point. I've had to learn to adapt and... You know, I've read all the books on social media, and I keep up with, you know, there's a couple of social media news websites that I keep up with, and, you know, when Facebook changes the way that they, you know, run their algorithms, I've got to kind of be on my toes and adapt to it and figure out ways of, okay, well, if they're making it so you can't really see posts or pictures with more than 30% of the image if it has text on it, it actually limits the number of people that it reaches.
Wow.
So, you know, keeping up with that kind of stuff and knowing how their algorithms work, I mean, that's my job. So it's one of those all-incorporating positions where, you know, I am my own business.
Sure. What resources would you recommend?
Let me go. I'll email you some books and some websites that we would be a good resource, especially when it comes to Facebook, because Facebook's ever-changing.
Yeah.
And especially from a small business perspective, they're really doing some shady things, right?
Sure.
And Well, it's become very apparent that now that they've gone public, it's very about their income and whatever supports their income. So they're kind of they're focusing more on who can spend the most money rather than small businesses. You know, they're going the way of Walmart, which is conquer and take over small businesses. So it's made things a lot more competitive, especially if you want to reach the amount of people that you even have on there. I mean, you say that I have, you know, this huge following of fans, and unfortunately, unless I want to pay $50 a day, I can't reach all of my followers, which is kind of, it tends to come, I guess in a way you have to really figure out ways to kind of go around that. And that's a lot of what I've been doing with social media, is kind of figuring out how to get around them wanting to spend or have you spend money.
Sure.
So,
do you find that Twitter is more effective in terms of reaching people?
I think so. I think Twitter is, it's a hit or miss though, is one of those things. If you really have an important message that you need to get out, it's all about the multiple postings a day. You know, up to what I found is like two or three a day is kind of before people start getting annoyed.
Two or three of the same post?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Two or three a day. And that's if it's something really important. Now, if you continue to do that, you draw people away. But then you draw people in. There's always that sweet spot. Same thing with Facebook, the number of posts that you post. What I've found is one every 2 hours is enough to keep people engaged, keep your talking about this number up, which is what really kind of matters. And then at the same time, not turn people off where they think that you're spamming their page with, you know,
sure.
And end up actually deleting, unliking, or something like that. And it's a lot of trial and error, and depending on, you know, what you're posting, keeping people engaged. Social media, what I found is a good one, is a lot of polls, especially for small businesses, something that you guys are doing, polling people and kind of using that. There's a functionality on Facebook where you can actually do, you know, a poll, and people can choose an option, and it shows a chart.
I looked for that. I remember it being there, but I haven't.
Is it not on there anymore? It's been a while since I've.
Really, they might have removed it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it might be something that you can still do in groups.
Okay.
Amongst your group, mm-hmm. but as a business, like as a business page, you cannot do it.
Mm.
I'm not sure why they would do that. I really don't.
I wonder if there's a third-party app that you could use. Similar to, so another good marketing technique is doing giveaways. That was how I primarily started getting my numbers up, was using giveaways. So, and now it's a little bit easier because I've got a little bit more of a following, so it's easier for me to go to businesses or have businesses come to me saying, hey, you know, we can give you a couple items for your giveaway, for the promotions, and kind of working that out. Something that you could do here with Silver Spring, and the same thing with the businesses here, helping out advertising the businesses, and at the same time having something that you can give away and bring people to your either Facebook page or your Twitter, doing the like and share method. You just have to be kind of careful with Facebook's terms and conditions. Going through like a third party website or app like Rafflecopter is what I use for Facebook. That will kind of keep you out of their, they get kind of mad if you use the like and comment on and share this picture in order to be entered in a contest.
Sure.
Because, I mean, it's a great way to advertise.
Yeah.
You know, because if someone shares it and then part of it is liking and sharing,
yeah.
I mean, the number of likes you get on your page is astronomical.
Sure.
And Facebook started noticing that and cut that clearly out. But there's ways of getting around it with third-party apps like Rafflecopter, and using that as a way to bring people to the page, and you know, or you can have them visit your website, however you want to link it, and getting people actively engaged and kind of getting word of mouth that way. It's
sure.
It's another good way. So I'd look into Rafflecopter.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Good
idea. Huh. And I think you know, considering you're working with the entire city, I think you have great resources on
yeah.
getting stuff that people would be interested in.